7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. As we mentioned previously, the month of Muharram, the sad month of Muharram, and the events that took place can be looked at in many differing ways and manners. While another is that you look at the events and try to draw lessons in which you can then apply those lessons in a contemporary form. One of the events that in our times use the events of Ashura, the lessons of Ashura, Ashura itself, in order to forward an objective that was divine, an objective that was sacred, was the Islamic Revolution in Iran that was led by that great mystic, that great contemporary sage, Imam Ruhollah Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he used this Muharram and Safar and the events that occurred and the personality at the head of these events as a means to push forward this divine objective, which is the establishment of a Islamic government, the government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the physical plane. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners comes from the blessed mouth, or is abstracted from the blessed mouth of this great sage. And hopefully, inshallah, we can benefit from this book and we can benefit from the personality of Imam al-Khomeini, who himself benefited, you know, in such a manner they cannot be counted, from the personality and from the events of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So please stay tuned to our next segment when we will introduce this book to you, my dear listeners. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to you today is titled The Ashura Uprisings. It is a book that compiles or has compiled the speeches and the sayings and the statements of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh with regards to the event of Muharram, or the events of Muharram and Safar. This book was compiled by the Institute for Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's works, the International Affairs Department. It was published in 2008 and obviously was published in the Islamic Republic of Iran in Tehran. Now, unfortunately, it is not mentioned who the translator of this work is, the original Farsi being Qiyam-e Ashura, or again, the Uprisings of Ashura. But it does not say who the translator was. It may be that obviously these statements and sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi were already translated in a book known as Sahifa al-Imam Khomeini, and which is the complete or the collection of the entirety of the Imam's letters, statements, speeches, and so on and so forth. That these statements and sayings in this book were taken from that particular book. And then they obviously just compiled and abstracted and put into this English translation. So basically, as we mentioned, this book is the collection of some of the statements, the speeches, the sayings of Imam Khomeini before the revolution, during the revolution, and you know, after the victory of the revolution, and so on and so forth, that deals with Muharram, Safar, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and so on and so forth. So for example, the first section deals with three speeches about the Ashura and Muharram. And then, for example, the second section deals with differing topics. For example, the chapter one of the second section deals with causes and factors of the Ashura uprising. The chapter two deals with the philosophy of the mourning and lamentation for the martyrs of Karbala, and so on and so forth. So obviously these are then two different segments. One is direct speeches of the Imam, and the other is collection of certain things that the Imam has said in other places, but are relevant to Muharram and Ashura. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will read a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla ya Hussein.
Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Ashura Uprising, a collection of the statements, speeches, sayings of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, that concerns itself with the history of Ashura, the events of Ashura, and how Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, used these events in order to push and in order to show people that the necessity of revolution, the necessity of uprising, the necessity of fighting against an oppressive rule. So the first chapter where the first chapter of this book deals with three speeches that were given by Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah, before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And we will read from the first of these speeches. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Three speeches about Muharram and Ashura. Imam Khomeini's statements at a gathering of the ulama of west of Tehran, October 22nd, 1969. So we can see this was before the victory of the Islamic Revolution that occurred in 1979. Up to this moment that we are gathered here, Islam has been maintained by the grace of the Master of Martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The Master of Martyrs gave his all for Islam in the path of God. He had no worldly things to give, but he offered himself, his young ones, and his disciples. He rose in support of Islam to oppose tyranny. He opposed the empire of those days, which were more vehement than modern imperial regimes. He rose up against the tyrant of his day with very few fellow warriors. And though he and his men were all martyred, he was victorious in overthrowing that machinery of cruelty and oppression. We, who are his followers, and by order of Hazrat Sadiq alayhi salam and recommendation of other infallible imams, arrange these sustained mourning sessions, have the same problem. We face tyranny. We face the cruelty of oppressors. But we maintain the event of Karbala. Our preachers kept the event of Karbala alive. They kept alive the issue of the resistance of a small group, but with immense faith, vis-a-vis the powerful but arrogant regime. Shedding tears for martyrs is tantamount to keeping the movement alive. It has been narrated that he who sheds tears or make others weep or even sham lamentation and grief will be rewarded by admission to the paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he enables us to truly benefit from the majalis and from the gathering processions and the mourning processions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we are of those who keep the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam alive, and of those who maintain the practical lessons of Ashura, and not just use Ashura as a means for, you know, crying, as a means of gathering. Rather, it is a means of movement, it is a means of haraka, it is a means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a means of improvement and a means of spiritual upliftment. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Imam Khomeini and by the right of his most generous forefathers, that we are able to do so. Inshallah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.